Talking Blades Hockey with Jake Miltko comes out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. I don't know if there's snow out there at this point in time, but, you know, here we are. We're talking in early December. Temps are supposed to be in the 50s. I don't know if it feels like hockey weather or not, Jake.
You know, it doesn't really feel like hockey weather quite yet, but, you know, me and the boys, we're all waiting for it so we can get out on the ponds, all that good stuff. So
better not be 50 on January 23rd or it's going to be hard to play an outdoor game, right?
Man, we're going to have some problems. That's the deal.
What do you think about that concept? The Blades will be part of a first ever junior hockey game with Hockey Day Minnesota to play the Minnesota Mullets. What do you think about that?
You know, I think it's a great atmosphere. I think it's going to be really fun for the boys, and I think it's just a great thing for junior hockey. It's a big step for us here in Minnesota, so I think more things to come next year.
Any outdoor hockey for you growing up or at any other level or spot you've been at, Jake?
Yeah, there was a little bit when I used to live in Alaska when I was younger, so okay. We used to skate out on the ponds and play some outdoor games, so that was always fun.
Okay, Alaska. What part of Alaska were you in?
We lived in Anchorage.
Anchorage, okay. And, and you said played hockey out there?
Yes, sir. That's where I started.
As a kid, then?
Yeah, as a kid.
All right. So how old when you first started, and maybe what opened the door to hockey for you with, you know, whatever family connection put you on skates and put a stick in your hand?
You know, I started late. I was five. Oh. My dad played roller growing up. He's from Southern California, so he never really got on the ice, but we moved out there because he was stationed there in the Army, so kind of just picked it up. It was kind of the thing to do, so okay. Me and my brothers, we all just started playing, so we all love it, so.
All right, it's funny how you say started late at five, and I know in Minnesota people start at 2 and 3 and 4 years old, but, you know, sometimes people are coming out of, you know, California and they started in junior high or something like that. So why do you call five starting late?
You know, five is late for me. My little brother started when he was two, so.
Okay, all right.
And then my older brother started when he was, like, nine, so we all kind of started at different ages, picked it up, so.
Okay. What do you guys all love about hockey? What has you pursuing a dream like this of playing junior hockey right now?
You know, I'd like to play college one day. That's my goal. You know, my little brother, he's good enough. He's probably going to be better than me, but I'd never tell him that. So
he better not be listening then, right?
I hope not.
What led you here to play for the Blades then?
Coach Banks gave me a call during the summer, and it's funny, I actually missed it at first, but, you know, I gave him a call back, so. Talked to him, he connected me to Nick, talked to Nick, and had some great phone calls with him and my parents, and then, you know, ultimately decided that this was the best position for me this season.
All right. What are you enjoying about the season here?
You know, honestly, I think the best part so far is how close the team is. You know, this is the most tight-knit team I've ever been a part of. Being at home, you know, is always fun, but living away, playing hockey, pursuing your dreams, nothing can beat it, so.
What is it about the cohesiveness of the team, then, that leads to the success on the ice that the club is pretty much enjoying here so far?
You know, we all expect certain things out of each other. We all know what we want to do, and, you know, that's a national championship. That's what we want, and so we're all aiming for it. We all have the same goal, so as long as we all work together, I'm pretty sure we can achieve that. So.
Right. An adjustment to junior hockey from playing at the level you were at last season. What took to adjust to the speed and the physicalness and that part of things?
You know, I played 18s last year, and I was one of the younger guys, one of the smaller guys, so it's definitely taken some time to adjust to it and gaining some weight, putting some muscle on over the summer and just eating right. And so the speed is something different, honestly, you know, just trying to get used to it every game, so.
Okay, but you said you were playing against older guys last season anyway, so you have a little bit of that, so that helps a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, I played 18s for 3 years straight, so.
Okay.
I'm kind of used to it at this point, but, you know, playing against these 20-year-olds, like nothing you've ever seen before, so. So,
but you feel pretty good out there and pretty comfortable out there now and adjusting to everything?
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable out there. I think my line mates kind of helped me. You know, the older guys like Axe and Rossback, so they all helped us in certain ways, and we're all just trying to get that goal.
Cool. Let's see, when you get away from hockey, and did you get a chance to go home over Thanksgiving then? So what did you do when you got away from the team for a little bit?
You know, it kills me to be away from the boys, but when you're home, you know, you're just working out, trying to stay on the diet and not lose your legs, trying to get out of shape, so. Now we were at home, and, you know, Colorado's at higher elevation, so, you know, training there and then coming back here, it's like a piece of cake, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have hobbies outside of hockey when you get a chance or need any sort of a little break?
I mean, hockey's pretty much all I really do. I'm still in high school, so, you know, I got that to occupy me, so.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. And then playing in Owatonna, and how are the fans? How are you enjoying, you know, your home rink and the fans accepting you guys in that aspect of it?
You know, it's really fun. Home games are probably my favorite thing so far, other than being close with the boys. But the home games, just like the atmosphere and all that, it's just, it's nothing like you've ever seen before, man. It's just amazing to come out and be supported by everyone in this town. So
very cool. Well, great having you here. Where is number 12, Jake Miltko out of Colorado Springs. Good luck on the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.